this is the phase one contact hearing for Stefan Sanchez, ABC number 228243. It's on the new policy. Mr. Sanchez is currently serving a 15-year sentence for burglary. He is asking for 6-year reduction in his sentence. His ERC date is August 7th of 2024, and if granted, his ERCD would be June 16th of 2019. And 4 expired sentences for aggravated assault, trafficking, stolen property, criminal trespass, and theft, which comprise of 3 1-year sentences and 1 3.5 sentences, which all were to run concurrently. Mr. Sanchez is seeking reduction in his sentence because he feels that he is mentally rehabilitated and not a danger to himself or society. So according to his AIMS report, he had 5 majors in 2016 and 3 majors in 2015 with no previous parole board hearings. In the current offense, Mr. Sanchez kicked in the victim's door, entered the residence, stole a .22 caliber handgun, a camera, a gun holster, 2 firearm magazine, 1 piece of jewelry, cash, a point collection, and other miscellaneous items. The police confirmed his fingerprints at the scene, and Mr. Sanchez pawned at least 2 pieces of victim's missing jewelry. Mr. Sanchez entered into a plea agreement and received a 15-year sentence for burglary in the second degree with 1 prior. The minimum sentence for this crime is 4.5 years, and for some people 6.5 years, and a maximum of 16.25 years. If the court makes exceptional circumstances, it's 16.25 for the exceptional circumstances finding. The plea agreement also did not allege Mr. Sanchez's remaining prior felony convictions or allegation of being on probation at the time he committed the offense. Although Mr. Sanchez received the maximum for this crime, I do not feel this sentence is excessive, as he could have received much more time if his other felony convictions had been alleged, along with him being on probation at the time of his current offense. So now I'd like to hear if there any comments from the board at this time.
No, sir, I don't have
any. No further comments, sir.
All right. Well, just making sure I read it clear enough. At this time, I'd like to allow his supporters to speak.
We're on the new policy now. Supporters are not
speaking. I'm sorry.
But that's been within the last weeks.
Oh, okay. So, no comments from the board, then I will move to not cast Mr. Sanchez on to phase 2.
Second.
Agree.
Sir, is there any opportunity whatsoever, just because I don't think that the facts, even though it seems cut and dried from what you hear, there's facts that don't come out from just that circumstance. And he was just a young kid. He was 18 years old, and they put him in a halfway house. Well, he had absolutely no chance.
Sir, the phase one hearing is basically to determine whether we feel the sentence is excessive. And if we pass the person on to phase 2, then at that time, anybody wants to give testimony that would be relevant to the actual move for, some kind of commutation, that's when everybody does that. But at the phase 1, we're basically just, we look at the offense, we look at the sentencing, the pluses and minuses of that, and determine if for the particular crime and the sentence, given, it isn't excessive for the crime and the circumstances. And so under the current policy, we do that. Anybody can come in and listen, but nobody speaks but the board.
Did you get the full vote?
Did I get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Does this conclude your hearing?
This concludes the hearing.
Okay, thank you, sir.